The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of October, 2008. It was on this day, 2001, Apple released the iPod. The first one had a hard drive of 5 gigabytes, and the CEO, Steve Jobs, said the little thing would put 1,000 songs in your pocket. It's the birthday of Augustine Burroughs, born Christopher Robeson in Pittsburgh in 1965, author of the best-selling memoir Running with Scissors, based on his teenage years. His parents fought all the time. His mother ate cigarette butt and peanut butter sandwiches, had all sorts of psychiatric disorders. His father was a math and philosophy professor. Augustine Burroughs said that his parents argued so much that Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf was the closest thing he had to a home movie. Started writing a diary when he was just a boy, started talking into a tape recorder and writing in his journal. So he kept track of everything. His parents went to therapy. They split up when he was 13. His mother sent him to live with her psychiatrist, Dr. Turcotte, a very strange household. The doctor's wife ate dog food while she watched television. Dr. Turcotte believed that God was trying to communicate with him through his feces. When the boy Augustine needed an excuse not to go to school, the doctor arranged a fake suicide attempt. Burroughs finally ran away, settled in San Francisco, got a high-paying job at an ad agency there, became a heavy drinker, became addicted to crack cocaine, came to work in the morning spraying cologne on his tongue to hide the smell of whiskey. Went into rehab, came out 30 days later sober, and within a couple of weeks he'd written his first novel, Cellavision, moderately successful. And then he started in to write about his childhood. He said, "I thought my childhood was a disgusting mess, so I never thought anyone would be interested in reading about it, even with a gallows humor. But the memoir, Running with Scissors, became a publishing phenomenon, stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 years, and was made into a feature film a couple of years ago." Augustine Burroughs, who said the secret to being a writer is that you have to write. It's not enough to think about writing. You really have to lock yourself away alone and get to work. Here's a poem for today by David Shumate entitled Welcome Home, Children. In the early spring, I get together with all the people I've been in my past lives. We sit around the table at my grandfather's farmhouse, mashed potatoes, creamed peas, cornbread. There's the Confederate colonel with his mustache and battlefield odor, the medieval peasant from Portugal with insects in her hair, the Irish boy who died from the fever at 9. There's the patient wife of the fishmonger, the petty thief from Cathay, who's already stuffed his pockets with my grandmother's paperweights. My favorite is the Hindu monk, his orange robes, the sacred paint across his forehead. He's never reconciled his lust for women and steals glances at the dancer from Babylon, my first life, her long dark hair, the thin veils draped over her shoulders. She loves to lean across the table for the marmalade, exposing her breasts for him to see. After dinner, she excuses herself and walks into the garden. He follows. I'm not sure if it's just a natural kind of thing, one incarnation of mine seducing another, or an act so vile, even Narcissus would have gagged. Welcome Home, Children, a poem by David Shumate, from The Floating Bridge, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.